This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we begin a series from Juarez, Mexico, with writer Scott Carrier. First, step right up to the steps. Few pathways are as well known as the steps leading up to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, featured in the movie Rocky. D.C. has its steps leading up to the Lincoln Memorial, not to mention the fatal stairway featured in The Exorcist. And in Los Angeles, today's Unger Report looks at a local staircase of note in Santa Monica that has been overrun by fitness fanatics. Here's Brian Unger.
High atop a canyon with a view of the Pacific Ocean is a ridge lined with $3 million homes. It's 7 a.m., and while a bird incessantly chirps reveille, people from disparate parts of L.A. begin to gather on this Tony Street, breathing heavily, sweating, moaning. This is a morning ritual for athletes, models, restaurant owners, even pregnant homemakers. Let's just call them all masochists, because they're here to do the stairs, 154 of them, that descend from this residential street to the floor of the canyon below.
It's really good exercise. At the end of it, you're sweating and hot breathing and...
Ross Blaufarb is a regular here in a ritual that's kind of like exercise, but more akin to penance.
I can't go to a gym because I hate that music they play there. That
Yes.
I can't handle that.
Ross Blaufarb is a typical climber here, a regular guy. But in each of my three recent visits, there was always some other guy here who looked like a model or a fighter pilot.
What's your name?
Jet.
Matthew Jet Schaefer, a 32-year-old model and pilot, for real, is trudging up and down the stairs wearing a vest, weighted down with 100 pounds.
So this thing's called the V-Max, what does it say? V-Max vest. And, I mean, the last time I saw one of these, and I don't mean to be politically insensitive, but it was like a suicide bomber was designing something like this. It's all these little individual canisters Velcroed into your vest.
Everything, yeah.
Each one's a weight.
Each one is a weight, yeah.
Jet climbs up and down for a reason. It's how he got cast to play the hunky gas station attendant in that Dr. Pepper commercial. Today, he's doing 10 sets.
We caught you at what number then, here?
You've caught me now at number 6.
Number 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's more annoying at number 6 than being out of breath and then having someone from National Public Radio interview you?
So, how hard is it to look like Jet?
Okay, the ascent. 2 steps at a time. Here we go.
As I climbed the steps, here were my thoughts in this order. I hate Jet.
Okay, halfway.
Second thought, how much fitness is too much fitness?
My left knee hurts, and I'm already out of breath. Here we go.
And lastly, what Olympic event are these people training for?
My whole body chemistry has just changed in about... 4 minutes.
Then it all becomes clear. The stairs are more than exercise. This is a place to meditate on stepping over the weak, climbing past the slow, and trying not to toss your cookies at the top. That's where I met Lance Rushing, an action star name for a guy who looks like an action star.
Dude, you are ripped, as we say,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You look like a superhero.
Basically, yeah. Thank you.
Lance used to run long distances. He finds he can get a better workout quicker on the stairs.
You know, one of the real joys of doing the stairs is actually getting behind a woman with a behind. It's very inspiring, and you soon forget about pain and breathing, and it's like you see the light and you want to go for it.
And Lance went for it and got it. A hyper-fit beauty he saw regularly on the stairs.
One day I said to her, because we both looked really good, and I said, you know what? We should have a child together. And she goes, you know what? I think we should.
You know, maybe you should have been, I don't know, more upfront.
You think?
Alas, their encounter away from the stairs led to no offspring or sustainable relationship, yet his and hundreds of other hearts keep fluttering with regular workouts on these cruel stairs of Santa Monica Canyon.
And she's bullying the stairway, Kevin.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
You can find photos of Brian climbing the stairs along with some of the other folk featured in his story on our website, npr.org.